Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Whoever loves me will keep my word. My Father will love him and we will come to him. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brother?" And stretched out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my mother and sister and mother." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus is not just a kind of rhetoric saying that he is my mother, he is my brother. He really mean it. You know, on the cross, he told his mother and John, "Here is your son. Here is your mother." Jesus really giving his mother to John. Of course, John representing us. Mary become our mother, a true mother. And among ourselves, we come true brother and sister. But the condition is, when we are doing the will of God the Father, each one of us, no exception. Only by the time we fulfill the will of God within us, then we are the real child of God. Then we are really brother and sisters. So it's not always easy. It's an invitation. Jesus wants us to live every present moment the will of God. You know, the way he's dramatic telling his disciple, "Who is my brother? Who are my sister?" Those who do the will of God is my mother and brother. Of course, Jesus doesn't deny that Mother Mary is his mother. But on the other hand, he's telling us he really means when we doing the will of God the Father, we are truly brothers and sisters. And you can imagine all these years, the apparition of Mary, our Heavenly Mother, for mankind, just one purpose: come to my son, come near to my son. Spiritually, we are so far from one another, from far from God, because we do not do well the will of God for each of one of us. Apparently, before people, we might say we do everything according to the regulation, we do everything well. But I think Jesus is expecting more than this. He's expecting that whatever we do is truly the will of God the Father. We may do many things, but not necessarily God's will. We just try to do something to to our own sake, for our own sake. What's important is to ask, is it the will of God we do this? So ask our Heavenly Mother to help us always be faithful to the will of God. And ask Jesus to give us this light, recognizing His will. Then we can experience this mutual fraternity, this sisterhood. Only when the time we do fulfill the will of God in us, then we are truly the children of God, then we are truly brother and sister.